Dante, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's an honor.
Well, I guess the first question is, what position do you play? Have the 49ers told you how they envision you in their defense?
Yeah, you know, they want me to come in and just be able to just compete, you know, bring in a great work ethic. And, you know, just be out there and compete at corner. So that's what I've been told. I'm going to go out there and play corner, and it's going to be great.
Is that what most teams were looking at you as, a press type of cornerback?
Yes, sir. I feel like a lot of teams are looking at me as a press corner. Just my length and my speed, which is proven at the combine by running the time that I did. So I feel like a lot of teams were looking at me to just come up and be that physical corner.
Dante, obviously the cornerbacks your size are kind of in vogue around the NFL. Do you study a guy like Richard Sherman, and what do you think of his game, or who do you mold yourself after?
Honestly, you know, Richard Sherman, he's a great athlete, great competitor, you know, but his work ethic has got him to where he is. You know, his great success that he has came from his work ethic. And, you know, hopefully I can be half the man that he was, and just, you know, just bring that work ethic to practice, to compete every day in, you know, film room, everything, weight room, anything be involved in the 49ers, you know, just go out there and compete and just love to play the game of football, you know, respect it enough to where, you know, I do everything right on and off the field. So, you know, it's definitely an honor. But going to the comparison, it'd definitely be a great comparison to Richard Sherman, but, you know, I still have to work to get there. You know, I'm not Richard Sherman, I'm Dante Johnson, and I hope to build my name just off of my work ethic.
Well, I threw Richard Sherman's name out there, but are there any other big corners that you kind of look to more than him?
Honestly, I wasn't really watching corners. I haven't been watching corners that much lately. You know, I was playing safety all in high school, played the first 2 years in college, and I got moved to corner. And I started looking at corners, but not so much as corners. I was actually studying a lot of safeties with Brian Dawkins and Sean Taylor and, you know, those guys, Ed Reed, stuff like that, so.
Well, what kind of interaction did you have with the 49ers leading up to the draft?
I had a formal meeting with them during the combine. You know, that went very well. Got to meet Jim Harbaugh once again. I already met him through recruitment in high school, coming out of high school when he was at Stanford. So just reconnected again with him. And it was just a great experience. Talked football, you know, defense and stuff like that. And it was just great. You know, I talked to them there. They came to my pro day, and that was all the communication that I had with them.
Did he offer you a scholarship to Stanford?
Yes, he did.
And why did you turn it down?
Honestly, it was too far. I wanted to stay close to home, be closer to home. You know, that was the main reason, honestly. You know, great school, great program, great football, everything. Just wanted to stay a little closer to home. You know, now, I guess now I'm going to have to be making that trip since I turned it down the first time, which is pretty cool. You know, just come back out there in California, which is great. So,
did you talk to him when you decided to turn down the scholarship? And how did he react to it? And then when you met up with him again, did that come up?
No, I actually did not reach out to him to tell him I went in another direction, unfortunately. But, you know, we talked about it a little bit in our formal meeting at the combine. And then we got right into football, you know, football and everything, pretty much everything to do to help, and everything I can do to help the program, you know, in any way. So that's what we got into.
Are you from North Carolina?
No, I'm from Jersey.
From Jersey.
Yeah.
What part of Jersey?
I'm from Plainfield, close to South Plainfield, Plainfield area, right close to Rutgers University, close to Scataway and everything, with Anthony Davis being from out here. But yeah, in that same area.
Do you know Anthony?
I know of him. I really don't know him like that, but I know of him from, you know, friends and family in the area that live in the Scataway, Plainfield area, so...
Dante, how familiar or comfortable are you with lining up, covering the slot cornerback?
I'm very comfortable doing that. I have every confidence, you know, in my ability to come and play at the next level. And just my work ethic, you know. I feel like my work ethic is just, you know, just one that wants to learn and get better, whether it be a corner, nickel, safety, whatever position it is. So I feel like if I just had that mindset, I feel like I can succeed, you know, and it'll work out for me at the next level.
What is your major in college?
I'm a double major in sports management and business administration.
And are you planning to graduate?
I graduate in December of 2013.
Okay, great. Thank you.